Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
All the way back from the town of Europe. Hi, Jenna, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome back to New Zealand, your home where you live.
Thank
where
you.
Where you've been brought up, I guess, and that's made you the woman you are today. How was the continent, though?
The continent was lovely. We spent a lot of time swimming.
No, shut up.
Eating and biking. Went to Primavera in Barcelona. That was pretty cool. Bjork was there. I missed it, though, but it's pretty sick. Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
That's Spanish, is it?
Yeah.
Isn't Barcelona amazing?
So fun.
So fun. Eh?
And we did those. It's been a while since I've been to Europe, but all the bike share stuff is going hot. So, like, even in Milan on e-bikes, and you just, like, plug it in and then go to the next one, and so great with your smartphone.
Hot biking.
Yeah, sure. Such a great way to see the place, but you're on those cobbly streets, like, going like this, and things fly.
Those cobbly streets,
yeah.
With the cobbles and all. My friend got rolled by a bunch of drag queens on La Rambla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't fun, apparently.
Oh, no. But, yeah, so it's good to be back. This is my very first work task, so bear with me.
Okay, all right. I'll be assessing everything. As a perfectionist, I'll be assessing everything. Go ahead, Jenna. What have you got for us? What's the book?
Okay, so today I'm going to be reviewing this book called Pre-Steady by Patricia Lockwood. It came out last year and it was huge. It was on the New York Times Best 10 Books of the Year. But
Pre-Steady or Pre-Steady?
Pre-Steady.
Pre-Steady.
And I thought I'd talk about it because it was in hardback and it was quite expensive, and now it's just come out in a $28 paperback, and it's very small and great to carry around. So it's a good time to buy this book. So Patricia Lockwood and her husband, Jason, oh, this is a memoir, by the way. They met on a poetry bulletin board on the internet in 2002 when they were 19. So pretty old school, and old school internet. And then years later, her husband is unable to work because of an
RSI from being on the internet too long.
Yeah. Well, it could be like he had these cataract things in his eyes, and so he had to have surgery, and they couldn't work. So they had to move from their cool home in Colorado and then move in with her parents in Kansas City and in their rectory. And so her family's not traditional at all. Her dad was an atheist rock and roller. When he had an epiphany after watching The Exorcist 72 times on a submarine, and he became a Lutheran minister and then became a Catholic priest.
Okay, I don't believe that.
It's true.
Firstly, there are very few human beings that have been on a submarine. Actually worked on a submarine.
He was in the Navy.
Okay, well, maybe. Okay, so I'll check. Okay. Now, of all the movies that you would borrow or get out or hire or copy or buy to watch on a submarine, The Exorcist?
Yeah, and that was
serious?
The only one they had.
Why not?
That was the only one they had.
Listen, I've been on the Maui gas rig, ladies, and I can tell you right now that they have a selection of varied entertainment there, including magazines, books, and an awful lot of DVDs.
He got really into it. So
obviously, it got really into him, is what you should say.
Hang on,
can we reflect? We can't just be flippantly which you watched 72 times on a submarine. That does not happen.
Yeah.
That's like saying...
Let's just sit in it for a bit.
That's like saying he learnt language while it's hot air ballooning or something, you know?
Well, so that after
I just find it interesting. I find it particularly interesting.
It is
and I take my dismissal of it back. I'm sorry, Jenna, and
okay.
I ask you to continue your story about... We've only got so far to the father so far, haven't we?
I'm just telling you what I read. So, anyway, so then he became a Catholic priest and he got special dispensation from the Pope because he was already married and had kids. And so she had this crazy Catholic childhood, and he's like a little bit of a Homer Simpson character. He just sits around in his undies at home and like plays the guitar, but
same.
Then like puts the only other clothing he puts on is his collar when he's she's telling this story.
He can't have been around very much when she was a kid, because he would have been in the submarine watching The Exorcist.
Oh, no, so that was, like, before she was born, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, okay. And then...
It's ideal parenting if it was, you know, she was there.
So it's the story of her and her husband moving back in with her parents. They're in their 30s. Her family is crazy but super religious, and she just moves back through time, not in chronological order, but sort of, you know, it's reminding her of a lot of things that happened in her childhood, and it's deadly funny. And it reminds me a lot of David Sedaris, who's one of my favourite authors. So it's just this, like, quite fresh, hilarious voice.
Where was it written?
When was this written? Yeah. It came out last year.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so it's really new. And I think she uses her humour to observe quite dark things, so within the, especially within the Catholic Church. So, you know, the sexual abuse scandals and pro-life rallies and her own attempted suicide, but then with this hilarious comic timing. And I think the book is kind of about her dad, but the real hero of the story is her mother, who is really, really funny. And she observes her with this sadness because, as being a Catholic wife, she has no... She just has to do what her husband wants to do. So she, Patricia Lockwood, this is her first book. She's written, well, her first memoir, but she's written two poetry books. And she's really well known for this this poem called Rape Joke. And it's about, that's also very funny, but also about how she was raped. And so the book...
What's her name again?
Patricia Lockwood.
I feel like I've read about that. I think there's some...
She was here for the Wellington Writers Festival at the start of the year. So she was, you know, in The Listener and on RNZ and had lots of... And she's a big tweeter and she's a huge Twitter following.
A revisiting rape joke or whatever it was?
It was came out in 2013, but I guess, you know, it's something that you can read back now and it feels very relevant. And so... when you read that poem, which you can just find online, it really reflects how this book is because it has that humour but that really dark underlying subject. So she has impeccable comic timing and I just think it's a really funny, funny memoir, but super dark as well. And that's the best kind of book, I think. So highly recommended.
How do we walk over the end? We're not broken hearted by the end, is it? Sometimes, you know, like you were talking before about broken hearted, sad, what do you call it?
A cry wank book.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, we're talking about Murakami, but...
Interesting genre.
I think
the cry wank genre.
The cry wank section.
The hate wank genre.
It is a true section. I think she observes her family in quite a lovely way, and they know she's writing about them while she's living with them, so they're kind of playing up to this thing that she's doing. So it's quite a, I guess, meta type of book. But
what's she written before that?
Just two poetry books.
Now
she's working on a novel and another poetry book. But I think she could almost write another memoir because it feels very PC of what's going on. But great voice.
It's cool to know that there's families that are that crazy out there, eh? That there's just stuff with the backstory is just unbelievably up the bung.
Yeah, and also how, like, I mean, I feel like I can say this because I went to a Catholic school, but, like, how crazy Catholic upbringing.
Oh, it's fucked. Catholic religion is fucked. It should have been closed down years ago.
So the way she observes that and then how her own moving away from that but then kind of almost respecting her family's, like, but the stuff that her dad says, like, he believes that cats are Republicans and that they would, you know, get abortions if they could.
Yes, he's writing that for the book. He's saying that for the book, you know? It'd be hard to differentiate, wouldn't it?
So if you want a funny book and you really like David Sedaris and you've read his new book, which has just come out, Priest Daddy is so good. And it's
on the back it says chosen 15 times as a book of the year.
Yeah, biggie book of last year, but now affordable. So published by Penguin, you can get it at Time Out, and if you bring in your B card, you'll get 10% off.
Oh, your Simplicity B card. How fantastic is that? Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
The book's called Priest Daddy by Patricia Lockwood. Thank you very much for bringing that in. Nice to see you back. We'll see you again shortly. Bye.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.